1055 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
To have you with us, hour number two. I want to start this hour out by telling you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and our Palmetto Golf Report. We got a lot of great things happening on our Palmetto Golf Report. I want to do more of our web.com too, because we've got a lot of local guys who are trying to make it on the web.com. We'll do more of that during the middle of the weeks, and got a lot of amateur and college golf, but now PGA Tour is kind of taking precedence, and let me give you that update today. At the end of the segment, I'll tell you more about Palmetto Dunes. At the Desert Classic out in La Quinta, California, Phil Mickelson shot 60 yesterday, 12 under par. Locally, Sam Saunders and Lucas Glover, 4 under par, tied for 31st. Kevin Kisner, 3 under par, tied for 53rd. At even par, tied for 114 is Bill Haas and Scott Brown. And at 1 over par, tied for 128 right now, DJ Trahan and Richie Wierenski. I watched a little golf this weekend. Now, they're on 2 different golf courses, so it's hard to tell. Actually, they're on 3 different golf courses. So it's hard to tell, comparing the scores. But we'll keep up with it and watch it and give you a full report on Monday for our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. At Palmetto Dunes, you're going to have an amazing experience if you've never been before. If you've already been, I want to talk to you about reminding you about how affordable it is, about reminding you of getting on their email list, which you might already be. On your email list, if you're interested in tennis, you can get a tennis email fairly frequently. If you're interested in golf, you get a golf email fairly frequently with all these specials on it. So you kind of sign up, check what boxes that you're interested in, and that way you can go and see the latest as far as the rates, as far as the accommodations. You can pick it out. I love picking things out online, and you can call with questions that you have. You can still do it that way, but you can look at the availability of it and kind of compare it to your what you're looking for, how many people there, and your tea times or your restaurant reservations or anything in advance, reserving chairs, reserving umbrellas for the beach, any of that kind of stuff. So think about getting away. And it makes it a little bit warmer this time of year when you think about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Hour number two, Mr. Or 24. I have an interesting, I find this to be interesting. Interesting thought about college basketball this weekend. It is a pretty well-known fact that you are not a huge college basketball fan.
That is accurate.
I myself fall in that category now. I have lost interest in college basketball because of the style of play, because of the one and dones. Mm-hmm. Because of the officiating, because of the way the recruiting and the negative or the scandalous nature that has happened because of the AAU game, I think the product has struggled, and I think there's still a lot of bad people that have a major influence in college basketball. Is that fair?
That is a fair point all around.
And because of that, and almost as much as that we know that there's bad things going on in college basketball, and yet we have turned our back on it. We've turned the other cheek. We've turned away from it. We have not prosecuted what we knew was going in, and we left it up to the FBI rather than the NCAA. So all those lead into why I am a disgruntled former college basketball fan.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
This weekend, Duke is number one in the Associated Press poll. And, oh, by the way, if Duke loses this weekend to Virginia, it will be the first time in, I don't know how many times, that a team lost on its home court twice in one, a number one team lost its home court twice in 1 week.
Mm.
Anyway, Duke's number one in the AP poll.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. It's not bad. Oh, don't be scared. Virginia's number one in the coaches' poll.
I'm excited because I think this means a return of basketball, Mickey.
No. No. Here's my question to you. Two-part question. A, will you watch the game? This is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Will you watch Duke, Virginia in its entirety tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
And B, would you watch the number one in the coaches' poll, the number one in the AP poll, play college football?
Yeah.
So, and I got to have an offset of this. Now, because Clemson's not great in college basketball currently, or at least this year, at least, you know, in the last 50 years, whatever, we're a football town, football show, football station, football community, get it. Football state, I get it. But Zach Gorman's store 24. Will you watch Virginia and Duke, two number ones, play each other in college basketball tomorrow night?
No.
If number one, and I'm taking Clemson out of the equation.
Okay.
If number one Alabama in the coaches' poll played number one Georgia in the AP poll,
yeah,
would you watch that in college football?
That's can't miss television. That's get some friends together, get some wings, some cold ones, and sit down and watch a game.
Now, the third part of this is let's do total hypothetical. And this has happened a couple times in my life. Let's say Clemson's football program is down. I know that's a big stretch for you right now. But let's say Clemson's football program is down.
Okay.
And let's say Clemson, and this has happened before. Let's say Clemson is a national basketball power like we were under Rick Barnes, like we were under Oliver Purnell.
Mm-hmm.
Ranked number two in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Would then, two-part question, would if that were the case, you could erase everything in your mind right now. Look at the end of the pen right now. And look right here. All right,
sure.
Boom. All right, now. Clemson's number two in basketball. The two number one teams are playing in basketball. Would you watch Virginia and Duke?
No, basketball? I'm locked in on it.
You're in on it?
Yeah.
And now on the other side of it, if Clemson was terrible in football, not terrible, but not very good in football, and number one Alabama's playing number one Georgia in college football, would you still watch
it? Well, I mean, I still love football in this situation, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I'm still watching that game.
What you're telling me then by that, and my deductive reasoning powers that I own inside my cranium, is that it is Clemson's lack of success in basketball throughout history that means that you don't care about Virginia and Duke, because you just told me if they were great in basketball, you care about Duke and Virginia.
I mean, that's accurate. I'm a fan when they're good.
Okay. All right.
When they give me a reason to be a fan. Is that maybe a fair weather fan? Maybe. But I don't love the sport like people love the sport.
If Clemson was number two, or say number three in this case, then that would have a direct impact among Clemson watching that in their conference standings.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't love the sport like some people love the sport. So I need a reason to be completely invested in it.
Right.
And them being highly ranked would be a reason.
I used to love the sport. In my lifetime, for the most part, Clemson's not been great in college basketball, but I used to love the sport.
Mm-hmm.
However, the sport has taken its knee and pulled it in the small of my back and kicked me out of the bed. The dirty recruiting.
They're peeing blood in the morning.
hit me right in the kidneys. The dirty recruiting. The bad guys that are in it, the shoe companies that are in it, the one and dones. Now I've got Scottie Pippen saying that Zion needs to shut it down now, four games into the ACC season. The style of play and the officiating, you're taking your small, right in the small back, and you kicked me out of the bed. But I used to be a fan. Used to love the game. Texture on our text line said, if Duke and Virginia played in my driveway, I would draw the blinds. But if Bama and Georgia played in your backyard in the Thanksgiving weekend of the throwing the old Nerf ball around.
Am I charging some parking money out front?
right out front. You're shuttling on in.
Whew.
I got a great story, man. Speaking of parking. One of my best friends in the world, their dad got remarried. And they had a Christmas party or something like this. And the new wife made one of the sons valet the cars. So whenever I see him now, I like to take the keys and go, hey, man, you park this for me?
Hey, keep it running. Yeah. Just throw it at him.
Or I'll go up to him and go, yeah, it's the red Chevy truck. Yeah, okay.
Get a little trot to it. Come on.
We have not had a single phone call on Virginia and Duke this week. Part of that's the hosts. That you and I don't talk, you know, we give college basketball scores every day now, and we talk about Clemson basketball, but part of that's we hadn't driven that bus to Duke and Virginia, number one versus number one.
That's correct.
But part of it, too, is that we're just not a college basketball deal here. Look at the ratings on television when the ESPN ABC numbers come out every single week, and it's Birmingham, Alabama 1 and Greenville, South Carolina 2 as far as the TV markets for college football. We love it here. Hey, we've had bad teams here and we still fill stadiums, so we love it here. And basketball, You've never been a huge college basketball fan, have you?
I've never been a basketball fan.
Okay. Pro, college, it's not your deal. And you're telling me that you won't watch tomorrow night?
I won't go out of my way. If it's on where I'm at, I mean, I'll glance at it. But when you look at the game itself, it's a Virginia team that is known for playing arguably the best defense in the country, right?
Right.
And you have a Duke team that has these three freshmen that want to run up and down the court all night. They want to shoot it from all over the place and throw lobs to old Zion.
Right. It's a pretty compelling, you know, styles make fight. It's a pretty compelling game.
It's a pretty compelling game. And as you just said, styles make the fight.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide if I will watch it tomorrow night. My wife's out of town. I'm a bachelor tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh, by the way. I don't want to invite myself, but, you know, let's see what you're doing this weekend.
When the cat's away.
And you know what else I have for you?
You'd be tomcatting around this weekend.
Oh, no. But I have a new spirit I discovered.
What's that?
I don't talk about it on here.
Okay.
Kids are going to school.
Is it a brown one?
Yeah. That's good. You like it. But I'm trying to decide whether I watch the game or not. I will tell you that I will probably watch at least part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
How much depends on other things. What else is going on? What else is happening? And how good the game is, all that kind of stuff. But let me just run this by, and I don't want to do a biggie till later on. We'll do the biggie in the third hour. Josh Williams coming up in about 10 minutes. But let me ask you this, Mr. Orker 24, quickly. Are you more excited or less excited for the NFL playoff games this weekend or Duke, Virginia?
NFL playoffs.
Are you more excited for the Australian Open this weekend or the Duke Virginia game?
Aussie.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you more excited for Clemson's off this weekend? Are you more excited for the PGA Tour this weekend or the Duke Virginia
basketball? Duke Virginia.
So we finally found something that you found.
I mean, I'll follow Torrey Pines next week because of Tiger, but I'm not going to really jump into it until.
If Tiger was playing this week, would you be more excited about the PGA Tour this week or Virginia Duke basketball?
The PGA Tour.
Part of the problem, too, is, you know, I pull for every single game I watch, I pull for one of the two teams. Every game.
So you're going to pull for Virginia here?
Yes.
You can't pull for Duke.
But I don't feel good about pulling for Virginia.
Hey, but I don't love it.
No. I don't feel like I'm not invested into Virginia basketball, and I feel good about Tony Bennett, I feel good about their style of play, because I know what's going to happen in March, you know?
but I don't love it.
No, I don't love having to hear that. So with that said, it's hard. I watched rugby the other day. I'm trying to get in some rugby. I like the sevens rather than the...
Yeah, you like the fast stuff.
Yeah, I like the higher scoring stuff. With that said, even in the game I was watching, and I don't even know now who is playing. Big game for Manchester United tomorrow. But I don't even know who's playing. And I ended up watching rugby because I'm trying to learn the game a little bit. I don't know the rules. I need to find out more of that. But I pull for somebody. My point is that it'd be easier for me to watch, I don't know, Kentucky and I'm trying to think who else would be good to watch out there. I don't have a hard time. I just have a hard time pulling for Duke or Virginia. Does that make sense?
I'm with you.
That hurts a little bit. But more than anything else, I'm just disgruntled knowing that Zion Williams' dad can tell according to a shoe company, can tell Kansas that he wants cash He wants a new home, and he wants future jobs. And the NCAA has heard this on a audio tape and then says, hey, Zion, you're eligible to play tomorrow night against Virginia in basketball. Am I wrong, Mr. R24?
I'm with you on that.
Let me be very clear about this.
Okay.
The shoe company agent says Zion's dad wants money, a home, and future jobs. It's on the audio. It comes out in the court of law. They have it is in the records. Everybody knows it's happening. He went to Duke instead, and he can say, oh, yeah, hey, Zion, yeah, you're eligible to play tomorrow night. Yeah, that's good. Go play. Knock yourself out, son. Go do some 360s. And that's okay? And I'm supposed to say, hey, man, I love college basketball. That's great. What a great sport we have. I'm supposed to be okay with that? It's okay for that guy to go play now? We've got scumbags in shoe companies. We've got scumbag coaches all over the place. And the kids are making, a kid gets paid $36,000 to go change AAU basketball teams. And we're supposed to go, it's okay. It's no big deal. Let's don't put anybody on probation. Let's don't make anybody ineligible. Let's don't get anybody fired. College basketball's okay. And I'm supposed to go, yeah, son. Yeah, Drake. Let me tell you about college basketball. This is a great sport. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about breaking rules and about paying players and about illegally doing things. And yeah, son, this is something you and I want to invest our time in. And I'm supposed to be okay with all of that. I'm sorry, I can't do it, man. If I watch any other sport, Zach, if I watch golf and we find out that every single time in the rough, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer through the years, they've been teeing up over there in rough, and every single time they sign a scorecard, even though they made a 5 on a hole, they put down a 4 through the years, every tournament they're doing this, and I'm supposed to go, you know what, man, I think golf's really good, I like it. And what if I found out that in baseball, every single pitcher is scuffing the balls and they're using Vaseline on balls, and all the bats in Major League Baseball are corked and everybody is roided up like crazy. I'm supposed to go, hey, you know, man, Major League Baseball is a cool sport, Drake. Let's watch these guys.
So the 90s.
No, not every guy did it then. But not everybody's doing basketball either. I don't know, man. I just got to hold basketball a little bit of accountable. On top of that, the product stinks now. It's all one-on-one stuff, and I don't like the way the game's played now. But anyway. But I'm okay with it because college basketball, rah, rah, yeah, yeah. I feel better.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Does that make any sense? No, Am I the only one that feels this way?
I completely agree with you. Completely 100%.
100%?
100%.
I don't want to be holier than thou. I don't want to be like Gillette, tell me how to live a life, and then go back and look at my uniforms to put the women in. How about that one, man, huh? How about that one?
Oh, Plyler. You were doing so well.
Gillette. I think we have the hypocrisy champion of the world.
You were doing so well.
Anyway. Hey, Roosters. My friends at Roosters, they want to make you look better. Man, you look terrible. Your hair looks terrible. Your body's a mess. Your face is a mess. You don't look good. Roosters wants to help you out. Treat yourself, guys. Treat yourself. 884-8920, RoostersMGC.com. The ladies at Roosters want to take care of you, make you look better, make you feel better. Your lady's going to notice it. A man getting a man's haircut in a barbershop is awesome. You're going to find that you're not going to get perms and a perm smell in a salon of the unisex craze we went through. Now we're back in barbershops again. That's good. Go by and see the great folks there. RoostersMGC.com, Pelham Road over in Greenville. Treat yourself, guys, and your ladies will like that this weekend. Josh Williams joins us. Some interesting things coming up from him. A short break. Much more on your turn right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-tune boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats, also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs, with a full service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
This Roto-Rooter, it's that time where we get some cold weather. We're going to talk cold weather football with Josh Williams here in a second, but in case you have burst pipes, in case you have pipes that get frozen, Roto-Rooter wants to, they can come in and take care of that for you. They really want to give you advice about how not to do that and insulate your pipes in this cold winter season. Get that drip outside for your, we call them spigots. for your outside areas with your pipes. Take care of that. There are all kinds of things. They're busy this time of year with that stuff. Be careful. Insulate all your pipes. Let Roto-Rooter handle it in case it does go bad. And to find out more about those wintertime tips, you can go to rotorooter.com. And I like the fact that they give you advice on how not to call them. But when it does go wrong, that's the one you should call. Rotorooter.com. Great, proudly owned and operated here locally, rotorooter.com. To our guest lounge, a good friend, Friday friend, Josh Williams joins us. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Fantastic. I want to talk a bunch of NFL stuff with you here in a second. But I know you have a college football national championship scoring differential news and notes from this past, really the past few years.
Yeah, going back for the last 25 years, I'm looking to see where Clemson fit in terms of scoring differential and points per game. At the top of the list would be Florida State, 2013 team, at plus 39.5 per game. Number two is the 95 Nebraska team at 38.7, and they were actually the only team that won every game by 14-plus points. Number three was the 2005 Vince Young-led Texas team at plus 33.7 points per game. Number four would be what some would say one of the best teams ever, Miami 2001 at slightly under 33 at 32.9. And then slotting in fifth is this year's Clemson team at plus 31.2. But I kind of want to take this a little bit further. If you just take into account the games that Trevor Lawrence not only started but started and finished, which would be the last 10 games, that scoring differential jumps all the way up to plus 36.1, which would put them in there solidly in third. So obviously a lot was made this year about Tua and how they were blowing everybody out and he didn't have to play in the fourth quarter. But Trevor Lawrence didn't have to take a snap in 2018 in the fourth quarter where Clemson's lead was less than 13 points.
It's crazy to think about. I think I'm right by saying this. They won by at least 20 points in 13 of their 15 games. I think I'm right by saying that. Now, the other part, Josh, is you've got to, and I'm leading you down this road here a little bit, you got to consider who they played and when they played them and what the competition was like. And it's hard to compare 95 Nebraska to 01 Miami to 13 or 14, whatever it is, Florida State to 18 Clemson. But with that said, does Clemson have a legitimate argument with the 15-0, the way they beat Notre Dame, the way they beat what some said was the best college football team ever going in by 28 points? Do they have a legitimate argument here?
Yeah, I definitely think they have a legitimate argument. I'm not sure I really bought the best ever commentary basically on Alabama, but I mean, me personally, thinking about how the teams performed and what some of the guys went on to do in terms of draft picks to the next level. I mean, obviously that Florida State team in 2013 is definitely one.
Miami won. Yeah. Might have been a bit. But do we need NFL draft? Is that the way we're going to look at it? Because I think that is a way to look at it, what the NFL thinks about the talent level of that one. And it's all relative. I mean, you're kind of, the way you compare 95 Nebraska is how did 95 Nebraska do against their competition compared to how, you know, 2001 Miami did against their competition. But is the NFL draft, is that legitimate? I can see both sides of this argument.
Yeah, you can see both sides. I mean, you think about who you probably say is the most dominant player on that Nebraska team, and Tommy Frazier, you know, he wasn't able to do anything at the next level. So there's an argument to be made for both sides.
Right, right. That was my next point. And even, say, a Ken Dorsey. I think, was Ken Dorsey 0-1 Miami?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because Ken Dorsey was not a great NFL guy. Now, he might have been drafted higher. But so, and there are other players that had great NFL success on some of these teams that didn't really factor into that college team that year. But it is one of the variables to look at. Speaking of NFL, I've got about five or six questions specifically for the AFC game, but give me a little line thought, a little line overview on what the Lions are doing right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of lump these two together. You know, both of these games are very similar. in that both of the lines are in the 3 to 3.5 range, and the point total on both is 55.5 to 56.5. So there hasn't really been much movement all week. You know, that I doubt there's that much when it comes to Sunday either. So, you know, the underdogs have attracted a little bit more action in both, but not enough to really dictate a lot of my line movement there. I mean, the chalk has held to this point. You know, these are the 1 and 2 seeds on both sides of the ball, and they are obviously the top four teams in offensive scoring in the NFL this year. In the last 5 years, when you look at the teams that have represented each conference in the Super Bowl, last 5 years, the total number of playoff road games played by those Super Bowl representatives is zero. So at least in recent history, it has been chalk as far as the one seed's making the Super Bowl.
Didn't realize that was the case. Tom Brady on the road, he does not have to play a ton of playoff games on the road, but he struggled on the road this season.
Yeah, and you look, when you look at it in his career in the playoffs, he's 3-4 both straight up and against the number on the road in the playoffs. So that means to this date he has more Super Bowl appearances than he has played road playoff games. As an underdog, he's 2-3 against the spread, and his last win actually does not go back until the 2006-2007 AFC divisional round against the Chargers, where they won on the road as a 5-point dog. When you look at these, a lot of these matchups either coincide with playing against Peyton Manning or playing against the Denver Broncos. Looking at those 7 times that he has been on the road, 3 of those losses were against the Denver Broncos. The most recent one here in 2016, the Patriots were a 2.5-point favorite, lost outright 20-18 to Peyton Manning and the Broncos in his last season there as they went on to the Super Bowl. And even a couple years before that, they were a 5-point dog playing at Denver and lost by 10. And then you got another 7-year gap there to that 2006-2007 season where he played on the road at Peyton Manning and the Colts again. They were a 3.5-point dog and failed to cover there in a 38-34 loss. So a lot is made about Brady Manning in the playoffs, but at least when it's in the AFC Championship game, the home team has definitely held serve with both of those guys.
Cold weather won't be a factor in a dome for the NFC, but AFC originally was supposed to be much colder. We're seeing decent temperature projections now, but what effect does cold weather have in scoring in the NFL?
Yeah, you look at these two games. Rams Saints previous meeting early in the year was a 45-35 win for the Saints, and Chiefs and Pats was a 43-40 win for the Patriots there. So you got two games that were 80 and 83 total points scored, and you look at these point totals, they're at 56.5 and 55.5. And you, obviously, most times the scoring is compressed in the playoffs, or seems to be. But thinking about the cold weather part, since 2003, in games that have been played when the temperature is below 30 degrees, the over is actually 114-80-2, covering at a 59% rate. And, you know, this temperature fluctuates a little bit. It's going to be a little bit warmer now maybe than they originally thought. But when you look at games that are played in less than 20 degrees, since 1985, that's happened 21 times, and one of those games did not have a point total on it. But in those games where the temperature is less than 20 degrees, the over is 14-5-1 at a 74% clip there, with an average cover of plus 9.4 points per game. So I think the odds makers know that the public expects low scoring when the cold weather is there, and they adjust those totals from the get-go, anticipating that the under money is going to come. And I think that kind of actually leads to a lot of those points that are actually going over. So overall, maybe it is compressed a little bit, but with the way those point totals are set, a lot of those games have actually gone over.
I had no idea. I would have thought it would be the exact opposite, and the narrative is the exact opposite. And it just goes to show you, though, that Vegas knows much more about it than anything else. That's very, very interesting stuff there. Over in those games, under 30 and under 30 is 114-80-2. Under 20 is 14-5-1. The over won both of those. Finally, a couple more questions for you. Number one is Kansas City's defense. Are the Chiefs good enough on defense?
When you look at it, the Chiefs actually have a streak going now of 34 straight games without allowing 30-plus points at home. That's double the team that is in second place there, which is Jacksonville at 16. So you look at the 2018 defense, they're ranked 26th overall and 24th in points allowed. When you look at their games played on the road, they've played 8 games on the road. They've averaged given up 34.6 points per game. On the flip side, when you look at their home games, which have been 9 games, they've allowed an average of 17.4. When you look, even take this back to the Andy Reid era, which is 2003 to now, 51 games, both at home and on the road. On the road, they've averaged giving up 23.5, and at home, just over 17.1. So they are, since 2013, they are number one in points allowed at home. At that 17.1, and almost a full point better than a couple of teams that are traditionally have strong defense in Baltimore, just over 18, and Seattle at 18.26. So there's a definite home road split in terms of defense with them. And coincidentally, it actually comes in with their offense as well. This year at home, they've averaged 32.2 points per game. And on the road, they have averaged 38.25. So there's a 6-point differential there. And even in the Andy Reid era, they've averaged almost a full field goal left in home and road split, which is the highest in the NFL. So that's kind of, a lot of that maybe, I don't know, kind of speaks to at least late in the year, maybe some of the weather. But even then, we just kind of debunked a little bit of that with the playoffs. But obviously, I think his team has lended itself to some higher point totals and what the market has expected. But I think this offense this year is definitely a different animal.
Well, there's no doubt about that, because some of that is pertinent, some of it's not, because the offense has changed. But the other side of it is home and away. You mentioned some of those numbers, and still you look at Brady and you look at the Patriots on the road this year compared to the Chiefs at home, and that's a huge disparity there. Hey, final one for you. There's some Patriot matchup problems.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that if you look at the Patriots roster 1-53, you probably wouldn't say they have the best athletes and they're not the most talented, but they have the man at the top and the quarterback that's been there forever. But I was surprised to see this. I think it's from Pro Football Focus that the Patriots were the most man coverage heavy team in the regular season at over almost 57%. And when you look at Patrick Mahomes, he faced 5 defenses this year that were ranked in the top 12 in man percentage. In those 5 games, he averaged almost 330 passing yards and had a 19-4 touchdown to interception ratio. So those weapons that they have and speed is really built to do damage against man coverage. And I'm gonna highlight 2 of them. One of them being Tyreek Hill. He has faced the Patriots twice. In his 2 games in the last 2 years, he's been targeted 20 times and had a total of 14 catches for 275 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's the one that they're definitely going to try to scheme to stop, but I don't know. He's even so fast, I don't even know if they have anybody that can keep up with him. So they're probably going to have to devote more than one there to scheme to stop him. But when you look back at what the running back position has done for the Chiefs in the last 2 years, has been Kareem Hunt. He has caught... He's had 10 catches for 203 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Patriots in the 2 meetings. Now, obviously, he's not there, but Damian Williams, in limited duty with the Chiefs, has been pretty successful, having 23 catches for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. And kind of coming into this year, he was basically known as a third down pass catching back, and now he's obviously getting his opportunity with the suspension and injuries. So the 2 to watch there to see if the Patriots can match up with not only those 2 guys, but Andy Reid and how he can scheme those 2 guys.
Should be fascinating, man. The numbers are amazing. I didn't realize almost every number you threw out there, I didn't realize that was the case. And some of them contradictory to what I had thought going in. I always look forward to it. Let's talk some Super Bowl, maybe some college basketball next week when we visit, buddy.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. That's Josh Williams, J-Dub. The over See, Zach, or over there, you're thinking, man, cold weather means under. Nope. Cold weather means over on the over-under totals. Didn't know that. Didn't know it's such a wide variance there. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want you to know that they have so many wonderful things going on in their business right now. I wanted to mention this one more time because I had someone remind me of it again the other day, that the Charleston area is a big market for these folks as well. We have, Zach, you and I talked about this off the air today, or on the air and off the air today. Our streaming numbers, our numbers on our apps, our numbers online are amazing, and where they're coming from. And we got a ton of Charleston listeners. And if you're a Charleston listener, these guys have a Charleston office and a Charleston apartment. They send their guys down to stay and do this several times, several days a month. Carolina Flooring Specialist, the Garage Flooring Company. Since 1999, over 14,000 projects, including a bunch down there in your neck of the woods. They still do it, you know, the home office is here in the upstate, but commercial, residential, garage floors that can look great. If you're in Charleston area, call them 843-725-8502, or it's very easy. All these numbers are on their website, carolinaflooringspecialist.com, the Garage Flooring Company since 1999. But don't just think we're here in the upstate. They've got a great, do a bunch of great jobs down in the Charleston area. A break, we'll come back. Open phone lines and your turn right after this.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
This Tuesday, the Tigers hit the road and travel to Tallahassee to take on Leonard Hamilton's Florida State Seminoles in this key ACC matchup in hopes of bringing home a victory. Pre-game starts at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks.
Any condition.
LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle.
We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV.
We handle the paperwork and you get paid.
It's that easy.
Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277.
Not running?
LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you.
Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasily.com. Again, ILoveHendrickHondaEasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
We will get phone calls. That's the dead south. Just want to lighten up your Friday. It will get stuck in your head and you won't be able to get it out. But let that go for me a little bit there, buddy. How long is the badness thing?
Extensive. Let me hear about our good friends at
the Y.
At the Y.
You're not going to let it keep going while I talk about the Y, though. I'm
on it. Tell me about the Powersville Y. How was your experience getting up there?
Great. Unbelievable. Like, I didn't... Totally different than my Y experiences, and I had good Y experiences 20 years ago working out and having things going there, but I was in great shape then and got to meet a lot of nice people there and all this kind of stuff. But man, now, like, the Y is like this Taj Mahal of working out. Like, the it's amazing what they do. It is, it looks awesome. The Powdersville Y, the Easy Y, and the Pickens County Y, they do a great job of it. They do all kinds of great programs for you there too. And if you're a family, now, I mean, individuals, you need to join, no doubt about that, need to join. But for families and their pools and what they do for kids and if you want to work out the kids sink services they have, it's all amazing. I mentioned this on two or three times now, but so many of people that, thank goodness we have this now, are cancer survivors. And you can combine your support group of being a cancer survivor and working out at the same time. They've got a Live Strong support group that working out there. And then the other part that I really just hit me was the pedaling for Parkinson's. And they've this research that really helps Parkinson's to get in a cycling type class, a cycling type deal there. And what the research is telling us, that's great too. All this is what they call So Much More. And their newsletter, So Much More. Great facilities, great people, great locations. The Easy Pickens in Powdersville. Why, look them up and learn about So Much More. I'm getting all the texts now on the Dead South. You see all these?
Yes.
That is, that's Dead South. What's the name of that song?
In Hell I'll Be in Good Company.
Yeah, but I don't want to know about that. But anyway, yeah, Dead South. Check them out. Jesse and Easy says, Mickey, I love the Dead South and that song. And yes, now it is stuck in my head for the rest of the day, probably. Hey, it could be worse. We could have worse songs stuck in there for you. Like, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Steelers, here we go. Pitts, no. No. We could be playing some Diggins. That could be in your head.
What do you want in your, what do you want in your head?
I like that one.
Diggins? No.
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 I like Hockey Song.
Hockey Song's great. There's no doubt about it.
But only if you sing it.
Hey. Yeah. Call Me Maybe. Request for Call Me Maybe this morning. What a song that was.
Call Me Maybe.
You remember that song from 2012?
Who sings it?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
How's it go?
I will not be singing Call Me Maybe on there.
Really?
But we go to a little karaoke at some point. My goodness.
You going to town on that?
We'll get up there and do it. I knew someone was going to say Baby Shark. We're not playing Baby Shark.
I never heard it.
You don't want to hear it.
Never heard it. Let me get Snaphook, our biggest Pats fan that we know, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better. Blessed beyond belief. Don't deserve what we have right now, I can tell you that.
Amen to that, brother. Blue side of the mountain, the Steel Drivers. It's good stuff right there.
Love Steel Drivers. Big Steel Driver fan.
Take Chris Stapleton plus Bluegrass, you can't get much better than that. Mm.
My kind of stuff right there.
Amen to that, brother. You know, thank you. Y'all did a promo about the Y. My youngest daughter took swimming lessons at the Y, and it was a great thing. I never had that kind of opportunity. You know, I learned to swim. My dad just shoved, you know, he picked me up, tossed me in the creek, you know, said swim or die. Problem was, I like to never got out of that burlap bag. But, you know, it was a little different when we were growing up. Yeah.
My uncles threw me over the boat in the Catawba River, and that wasn't good. Wasn't good at all.
Yeah. But the Catawba River's pretty deep, too. That's dangerous.
Put it this way. It was over my head. That's all I remember.
No doubt. This is the last chance I'm going to get to talk to you guys before the, you know, Pats bring home another AFC championship. I just wanted to get in and say, you know, it's... I'd like to know how Tom Brady stacks up against young quarterbacks, what his playoff record is against, you know, rookie, sophomore season quarterbacks. I'd like to know how that, what kind of comparison that is. If y'all could maybe pull up those stats, that'd be cool to know. But one last thing, Mickey, and I'll leave you with this. You know, the national championship hadn't really... It didn't fully sink in for me until last night. Me and Miss Snaphook went to dinner last night in Clemson and just was riding around downtown and, you know, just making laps around Perimeter Road trying to get around the construction right there downtown. It just finally hit me. You know, this is just little old Clemson, just a dot on the map out in the middle of Pickens County, you know, where the toothbrush was invented. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that.
I'm with you.
Our hometown, our university, we won a national championship. It just finally sank in last night riding through downtown, man. Finally sank in.
For the third time.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. Now, my buddy Keith, a Georgia Tech fan, I think has the best suggestion for a song to get stuck in your head for the rest of Friday. You got it for me?
I voted against this, by the way.
You did?
I'm adamantly against this.
Why?
Take it away, please.
All right, look at the lyrics. Go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech, go Georgia Tech. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. Good stuff, Keith. Appreciate that, bud. When you say Bud Carson, you said it all. I love that. Absolutely love that. In hour number three, Mr. Or 24, I have two different lists to get to. We don't have our Jinx 8 Realty Hunting and Fish Report, but I have two different lists to get to. List number one, will be ESPN's too early college football All-American team for 2019, including four Clemson Tigers. Also, I'm going to get to CBS Sports. Imagine CBS Sports doing a mock draft. They do one like three times a day. But I have their top 32 players for the 2020 draft. So two big football lists to talk about. So I'm looking forward to our number three. I'm also looking forward to getting over to Katechee.com. We have a nice day today. It's going to get up to 60 degrees in Hartwell, Georgia today. I want you to go by and play golf for just $42.50. I want you to go by and get Jeff Gotham and get a nice lesson today. I want you to get club fitted today. I want you to go by and tour the facilities for your wedding today. I want you to go by and see your Rotary or your Lions Club meetings or your corporate outings over there. Hey, even talk to them a little bit about some little quail hunting and a little clay pigeons and a little bass fishing, a little striper fishing over there, some hunting there. So let them take care of you in every possible recreational way they can do that. You're going to love Katechee. What a beautiful piece of property God created over in Hartwell, Georgia. And thank goodness they didn't mess the property up. Because sometimes we, as golf courses, mess up beautiful pieces of property. Probably more often than not. They didn't do this at Katechee. CATEECHEE.com. ESPN All-American list, CBS Sports draft list, and Jinx Eat Realty all in our number three.